All right. So today the topic is going back to your line designs. You're practicing your lines and your shading techniques, your techniques for illustration and for drawing. And once again, these vital tidbits are not for everyone. I repeat that because I repeat that because the creative process can be, for some people, it's very elusive and it's obscured by not really knowing or understanding what I'm talking about. Okay? So the facts are is in the creative process there is aspects of the language that genuine creative artists use. We have no choice but to use certain terms. We have no choice but to use certain words to describe how we understand what we do, what we do. And what happens is that that's supposed to be happening, right? That's actually supposed to be happening, and it has a lot to do with your personal maturity and your ability to have and be working in your art form. As you do that, what I'm talking about will make sense. It's going to be mixed emotions in certain aspects of information when you listen to people who are creative and they share how they then they share their perspective. It's going to be mixed reactions. Most of the time, that's because people do not know what you're talking about. And you know what? It wasn't for them anyway. So, and that's because there's value in communicating these particular facts of how to do things. And if it makes sense to you to do it, then that it's value in that. Right? It just is. If you don't understand it, sometimes it's just not for you. It's not harsh, that's not meanness. There's processes to understanding, which is why some artists have to glean various perspectives after they've already been diligent in their own efforts. Then, if they decide to take time to listen to and to understand understandings of others, it'll make sense because they've been in those practices themselves in connection with their work. Does that make sense? So this goes back to, have you been practicing your lines and have you been practicing your shading? Have you been practicing your art? And really, it's about, do you even like it? Or are you just doing it because you heard it was cool? Or are you just doing it because you heard it was in style? Or are you doing it because you heard that you can make money doing this? Or are you doing it because you like doing this? Because if for genuine for genuine creatives, For a genuine artist and a painter, we don't have the option of any of the things that I just mentioned. We actually really don't. The ability is a part of who we are. And whether it's cool to people or not, a genuine creative person or a genuine artist, artistically, some people will call it talented person, will still be kind of doing these things, and it possibly would not make any sense to other people. Only the people who would be able to follow the principled matters of the facts that a genuine artist will still hold, and this is true, will still hold a basis for the their understanding of how they were taught the principles of art. So no matter how they develop in their process, a genuinely creative person, you'll still be able to look at their work, and despite the expression, the impression, the expression, the abstraction, the intent, you'd still be able to determine that this person adhered to the principles of the work. Historically, in a historical sense, in a historic sense, really. Now, so then the question becomes, is when he asks the question, have you been practicing your drawings in your life? Is that a drudgery for you? Are you doing it because you think it's a style? Are you doing it because other people want you to do it? Do you feel like, oh, I used to do this and then I stopped and now I feel like I missed the boat and now I want to start doing it again? There are so many perspectives of what people will tell you, but there are also lanes and avenues that are clearly defined. Dot, dot, period. Just it's just because it ultimately comes down to the discipline. Yes. What it is. It comes down to the discipline. And the thing about art is the thing about the ethic behind each artist's approach to is going to be different. You know, it's not supposed to be exactly the same. And if you try to pattern your approach to just because you heard that this is what is going to make you successful, you want to be very keen to follow the principles of what's being said or being shown to you. Use the facts as the basis of learning how to do something because your own personality, hearsay, attitudes, various aspects of all of these things that just exist as a reality are going to always affect whether or not have you been practicing your drawing, your lines, your shading. Have you been coming up with Do you enjoy coming up with techniques or different movements? What do you see that you can do that is not scripted? Have you gotten to that point where you've been drawing so much that now you see something that is not obvious that it was there, but you can see it, so you decide to follow up on it and create an intent there? And do you even know what I'm talking about? If you don't, it's probably not for you. Because it's going to frustrate these. This is where, and I've met so many incredibly, I will call them talented people. This is where, when you have an understanding of all of these processes and you've met people who are successful from so many different aspects, when you finally do communicate with the ones that you know for a certainty, you can have respect for the way that they move in connection with what they do. It's an unspoken level of appreciation that that person did the little things, period. That's just being real. Because in those little things are authenticity. It don't matter. Art is one of the only places that a creative person can truly be themselves. It is the way that they communicate. It is an additional aspect of their communication style. Has anyone ever even said that to you? I'm telling you, as an artist. As a real artist, not someone that just, I didn't make myself up. I didn't make myself into an artist. I was born like y'all was born. And I inherited the ability to understand art the way that I do by DNA. All of y'all was born, and all people have abilities that they inherited by DNA. So whatever you do, you're supposed to be doing that. And you understand in your processes of doing the little practices, you'll be advancing your efforts and your appreciation for having even come into existence. 'Cause you were created. Period. So every human has been created. It's not, all humans have been created. What are you doing? And in drawing, it is one of the most single, simple ways that you can use your ability to communicate who you are, who you are, what you understand, all of what is important to you goes into your work. It is the method that you communicate. And it's outside of how you already communicate and who you communicate to. It's a language. Now, also, if that don't make no sense to you, then you this not for you. Because art is a language, too. It is. And some people, when they look at it, they can absorb and understand what is taking place here. And some people just imagine that what they think is taking place is something And it's not. Why? Because they don't know anything about art. So keep in mind, with having respect for a field that a person is in, art is a field. It has an education attached to it. Now, being realistic, we could be realistic, right? And we'll say, people jog along this line. I would say since the 90s a lot. And I have to remain true and authentic to the history of art to create the clarification here, right? In connection with there's an entire art history, there's an entire artistic teaching, there's an entire art methodology, resources, libraries, museums, galleries, efforts, works, people, culture, and understanding that is completely different than what people have learned to associate art with. Does that make sense? I hope so, because art is a whole other language. It is a whole other method of communication. It is a whole other way of being that each artist develops their own way that they may decide to exist within their natural ability. Right? I get people sometimes they want to confuse it. If an artist graduates to another aspect of an area that they find interesting, if people question how did they get to that point in authenticity, a person who knows the actual artistic language of an artist will be able to look at the art and express beauty.